Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Husni al-Khuluqi, the chapter on good character. So today's hadith, An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu, Anna Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamati ahasinakum akhlaqa, wa inna abghadakum ilayya wa abadakum minni yawm al-qiyamati al-thartharuna wal-mutashaddiquna wal-mutafayhiqun. قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد علمنا الثرثارون والمتشدقون فما المتفيهقون قال المتكبرون رواه الترمذي. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrates, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the most beloved of you to me and those of you will be seated closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those of you who have the best character. As we explained before, that when a person has got extreme love for someone, a person has got a close bond with someone, then they'll do anything to be with that person. They'll do anything to win the pleasure of that person. If a person is a true ashik, a rasul, a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this one statement of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is enough for him to drive him to bring good character in his life. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the most beloved of you to me and those of you that will be seated closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those that have the best character. That is enough fazilat for a person to bring good character in his life. If a person is a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't need to hear any other virtues. That if this is some action or something that will cause me to be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is no way that I am going to sacrifice good character for anything in the world. So the hadith goes on to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the most detested of you to me and those of you who will be the furthest away from me on the day of Qiyamah will be those who talk excessively. Talk excessively here means that the person talks, he just talks a lot. He just likes to keep talking unnecessarily. One is where a person talks excessively out of need, he's giving dawat, he's calling people to deen, or he's maybe teaching. So because of that he's talking. But here it's unnecessary talking, there's no need to talk. Person just goes on speaking and speaking to impress people. So this is the first thing, is a person speaks a lot. Kathirul kalami takallufan, there's no need for him to speak, but he goes on speaking. So this is one thing that a person will be a cause to be the most detested and the furthest away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the day of Qiyamah. The next thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained is those who brag when talking. Brag when talking is they talk about themselves, they try and praise themselves, their achievement, this is what I did and this is what I did here. And so they brag and boastful in the talk that they do, so in the style, the way they talk, they brag. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about those that will be the furthest away from him on the day of Qiyamah, the most detested, is those who adopt an arrogant manner in their speech in order to display the superiority. The language they use, the words they use, the style of speaking, the twang of speaking also, the way it is put across, is just a style of arrogance. In an arrogant manner they speak. So this is the third thing. Now here we find that all three things got to do with talking, with speaking. So one thing we learn from here is the speech has a very close relationship with humility. And at the same time it also has a close relationship with arrogance. Person who's humble, person who's got humility in him, who's got good akhlaq in him, what he says, when he says, how he says, all that is in a different manner, is in a very good manner. But a person who doesn't have this in him, then even from his speech you can make out this person is arrogant person. The foul language that he uses, bragging about himself, the style and the manner and the way he comes across is a very, very hard way, very harsh way, very arrogant way, proud way. If Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, in describing good character, he gave three things. He said, huwa talaqatul wajhi, person has a smiling face. Smiling face, all the time a person is smiling. When is the need to smile? Then the next thing is badlul ma'rufi, person is spending of good things. Nice things he's spending all the time. Doesn't only mean financial spending, person is spending also if he's got any type of skill, any type, even spending a person's ear in the terms of listening to people, spending his time, talking to people, advising people, but he's spending in a good way. And the third thing mentioned here is kafful adha. He saves people from any type of harm. Any type of harm, he saves people. So here you find a person who doesn't utilize his tongue correctly, he's being arrogant, he's bragging, he's trying to talk excessively, or in the way he's speaking, he's coming across, sometimes the person doesn't even understand what they're saying. Just to try and impress the crowd, impress the people that they're speaking to, the person, they use words, and a lot of times this thing backfires. Person doesn't know. Therefore, the right thing to do is speak what we understand, what we know, and what we can relate to, what we're not sure of. The better thing is not to speak about it. There was once just a humorous incident. But these things, many times, there are many incidents like this that happen. But one incident that happened with me many years ago, one of the staff didn't come to the office. So I asked another staff member that, what happened to this person? So he said he went to crucify his dog. Went to crucify the dog. I got very surprised. One is dog, and the second is crucify. What is the relationship between crucify? Crucify, you put something on a cross, and you kill the person like that, either nail the person, shoot the person, but whatever. The next day, when the person came, I asked him that, what happened? So he said, you see, my dog died, non-Muslim, my dog died, so we went to cremate the dog. I said, Acha, now that makes a lot of sense. We went to cremate. Sometimes when using words, be very careful, we use the right words, person is not sure, then instead of him impressing somebody, it will only show a person's foolishness. And we look at our kabir, how concerned and how careful they were, that am I speaking, how I'm speaking, what I'm speaking, what is the niyat of me speaking in the manner that I'm speaking. Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, when he was in Khanpur in the early days, and he invited Hazrat Shaykh ul Hind rahmatullah alayhi to come and address the educated class people. The niyat that Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi had was, the educated people here, they have an impression that these ulama are simple Simon people, they don't have too much of knowledge. So I'll call my ustad as a Shaykh ul Hind rahmatullah alayhi to address them, and when he addresses them, at least now they'll have more respect for the ulama. They'll know what the ulama of Deoband are all about when they hear what a good speaker he is, how much of knowledge he has. So at least now they'll have more respect for the ulama. So Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi's niyat was very noble. So he invited Hazrat Shaykh ul Hind rahmatullah alayhi. When he came there to Khanpur, that program was held. And while speaking in that bayan, Mawlana Shaykh ul Hind rahmatullah alayhi is speaking some fine points. And as he's speaking these fine points, intricate points, he's discussing it with the crowd, suddenly he stops and he sits down. When he sits down, it was a surprise. Now, here it was anti-climatic, that a person is called to show the knowledge, the wisdom, the ilm of the people of Deoband. And here he's speaking, and suddenly he just stops in midway and he says, Maaf, I cannot continue any further. So then when he's asked and he explains Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, whilst I'm speaking, I realized that I'm not speaking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm speaking to impress the crowd. I'm speaking to impress the people in front of me. Therefore I decided it's of no benefit for me to be speaking like this. It may be worse that I'm trying to impress people in front of me. So therefore I recuse myself. I asked for maaf, and I stopped there and there. These are the pious people. Very careful how they speak, what they speak, what is the niyat also of speaking. So you see what a close relationship the speech has with a person's akhlaq. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. And as we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and come early for the Jumu'ah salah and try and make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf, and encourage the family also, friends also, to recite Suratul Kahf, especially in this time of fitna and fasad. And we should try and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib and engage in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.